In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We read in the Gospel today, at the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. God looks out upon us and sees that we need a shepherd, that we are troubled and abandoned. God has pity for us. And yet, what do we need? We need shepherds. And so, the Lord says to his disciples, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. What is the harvest? It is the harvest of souls. It is the proclamation of the coming of the kingdom of heaven. It is the proclamation of the message of the gospel, which is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Turn from your sins, repent. And because the kingdom of God is at hand, it is possible to repent and possible for those sins to be forgiven and to walk without sin. If we were to further cash that out, what would be? Repent and be baptized, because the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, enter into his church, live the gospel. But we need shepherds, and so our Lord appointed 12 disciples, and he gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and illness. These are the 12 apostles, those who are sent forth, as what apostle means, to not just proclaim the gospel, but to act in Jesus' name with his power and his authority. And we still have apostles among us. Not 12, but hundreds, thousands, who are the bishops, and then there are those who share partially in apostolic authority, namely priests. And so we act in God's name, but there are not enough of us. And so you need to pray and work for vocations. Now, one of the things that this should tell us is there's always been a vocation shortage from the very beginning. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. There's never such thing as enough priests. Just isn't. But it can be worse or better depending on the time we live. And we live in a society where, and at a time where, many factors conspire against vocations. One of which is selfishness. You know, what do I want to do? I want it all. I want to have a wife. I want to have a kid. I want to have a Mercedes-Benz. I want all of these things, instead of asking the real question is, what is God's desire for me? Now, God might, in fact, want you to have a wife and kids. You know, the church would look very strange without lay people. But I think there are a great many who are being called to the priesthood, a great many young men who are being called to the priesthood, who don't hear the call because it is the concerns of the world have drowned out the call, all the noise. Let us pray that many hear the call and respond. Yeah, it's hard, but guess what? Life is hard for married people too. Life is hard for single people. But I can't do this. Well, you know, depending on what your state in life is, there are a lot of things you can't do. But there are a lot of things you can do too. But as the late Father Niersman told me a long time ago when I was in high school, if you're supposed to be a priest and you don't do it, you will never truly be happy. And so, let's get that message out to our young people that they need to listen to the voice of God and do what God wants them to do instead of listening to their own desires. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.